Show OG Sundays, those fabulous lowrider oldies, sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM, ISM After Six Cruise Mix, DD Harrison, the GLUShow.com, OG Music. I am GLU, your maestro for the evening. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're gonna be playing them great classic lowrider oldies. We're gonna get in traffic like Satan's and graphics. And I will be joined with my lovely cast and co-host, Big Flossy B, Hank Norman. Want to give a special shout out to Queen Jean. We want to send our prayers out to Queen Jean. She lost a family member today, so she may not be with us, but we want to send our prayers out to the lovely Miss Queen Jean. Condolences and all that right there from the GLU Show. But let me do this right here. Let me bring my co-host into the building, Big Flossy B, Baron Stevenson, Hank Norman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Top of the Sunday, man. Shout out to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Man. Shout out to my girl, Queen Jean, man. Keep your head up, Queen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to keep on riding, baby. But much love to the shout-out to Queen Jean, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Who's up, Big Hank? What's up, Hank? You on time tonight, huh?
Hank's for the gangster.
Man, you know what it is. Night. You know what it is. What's cracking with it, man?
Today.
Man, you already know, man.
Boy, I see you, Hank. You know,
Floss tried to floss on me the other week, man, so I had to break sure that nigga knew what time it was. You dig what I'm saying?
Let me go protect that. I ain't seen that yet.
Ooh, wait. Yeah, hey,
next time I strike, I know how to come.
Get with it. Hey, but shout out to Queen Jean, man, and her family, man, and you know, we praying with you. We praying for you. We praying for your family, man. Condolences to your family. And we love you, Queen Jean,
you know,
man.
Shout out
to my queen too, man. My baby, man. I love you, baby. You've been working hard, man. She damn near got. She like a Jamaican now. She got like 100 jobs. She go to work and come home and go to work again, man. She doing a whole lot. And shout out to my queen,
out to
man.
Norman, man.
Shout out to all the G-Lu, the G-Lu listeners, man. It's out there listening to us, man, from the land of Japan, from Long Beach, England. You know we love y'all, man, that part. We back again.
In traffic, like Flossy say. Hey, man, it's all good, man. I can't complain too much, man. I'm just giving thanks, homie. I'm here, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all I'm going to say.
That's what we gonna
I'm
do,
cool
man.
With that.
We're gonna stay thankful. That's right.
A lot of them didn't make it to say what you saying, G Lou. A lot of motherfuckers didn't make it, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they
falling off. That's why I'm saying it. That's why I'm saying it, homie.
Glad we
rest a piece of shock, man. Rest a piece of shock.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Hey, shout out to all our listeners tuning in, man. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all and staying on the ride. You know what I mean? And we're going to do what we do every Sunday night, man, on the G-Lu show, man. We getting traffic like Dayton's and Graphic.
Yeah, yay. Let's roll.
That's what we do.
Trusted you, though One day you hear me, baby, and then you're gone home. After all these years, you still treat me wrong. Why do you want to wear me down? No, no, don't tear me down. And I trusted you for yourself. Though there have been times you've been untrue, babe. You don't have to hide from me. I will go on, baby, loving you because you're all I'm used to. I haven't the strength to fight. Don't that make you want to do me right? Thank you. hammer down, baby. I've been good. Don't wear me down. No, mama, don't tear me down. I haven't got the strength to fight, woman. Why don't you do me? Won't love you where you're all I'm used to, baby.
Well, we do every Sunday, man. Shout out to the G-Lo Show, man, and all the listeners tonight, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man, it's a must, baby. You know, I'm straight out of Compton, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a must that they listen to, you know what I'm saying, the old G-Lo Show on Sundays, Low Rider Sundays, man. It's all good. Believe me, if you love Low Rider and you love old school music, this is the show for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tune in every Sunday.
What are you doing today?
And I'm going to start tuning in every when I'm not low riding. I will be tuning in.
What are you doing today?
And I'll be calling in too, so don't, y'all might get tired of it.
Hey, man, happy birthday to Gangsta, man. We got to give a shout out to Gangsta. Celebrated his birthday the other day. So shout out to Gangsta. Much love, homies. OG Sundays. Yeah.
I came home last night, caught an early flight. I found you on the floor. The look of sheer disgrace was written on your face. Lipstick was on the wall.
Y'all know what it is, Rare the Blue. Chillin' with my homeboy, G-Lo. That's what it do.
We stay on point, let's face the island. Yo!
We are back live at the G-Lo Show. Before I continue, let me go back to my homeboy, Hank the Gangster. G-Hank, man, the people want to know, what prompted you to get so sharp today, homie? Inquiring minds.
Man, listen, man. Like I said, man, I ain't going to even lie, man. I'm not going to lie on Flaw, say he did it, man. You know, I had an outfit a nigga wanted to put together today, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I'm okay. You do it, nigga. Tell the truth.
No, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, I made you go to the back of the closet.
Oh, you was,
I made you go to the back of the closet, nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. You was sharp, cuz. You was sharp in the motherfucker. And I ain't gonna lie. Them Adams y'all niggas had on, yeah, they made me go get my shit, man. Made me go get my shit. Them niggas put their Adams on like, remember the, My three sons, shoes they used to be. My three sons, they used to be tapping their shoes. Yeah, nigga, y'all niggas did the My Three Sons shot. That was all cool though. Y'all niggas did that.
And everybody was pigeon toed that night, nigga. Everybody,
oh yeah, nigga, they got their cool walk. Everybody had their cool walk on.
Hey, niggas don't know. They used to have a cool walk contest at the Hut, nigga, back in the day.
Yes, sir.
Sandy Samples used to win it.
Sandy Samples, Catman, all them cool walk niggas, them niggas was getting it, nigga. Them niggas was wearing it out.
They actually used to have a cool walk contest back
all the way across the Hut, nigga. I know Sandy Samples and Catman won that shit a bunch of times. Nigga, I was up there, but nigga, I wasn't old enough. I was young, nigga. I couldn't win them contests. I wasn't ready yet. I was working on my shit though.
Hey, Flo, my shit wasn't polished.
Y'all
talking about it? Yeah. Hey, since you guys talking about it, tell the people, man, about that legendary spot there back in the day, the Hutch, man. You know what I mean? So many great stories been told.
Nigga, hey, that was Crip territory, nigga. You step in the Hutch, you got every Crip from Long Beach is in that motherfucker from the east side to the west side. Nigga, that was Crip territory, man. Crip campground right there, nigga.
Yeah,
and if you wanted to be a Crip, and be cool and be a Crip, you had to go through that motherfucker.
Right.
I bet you that.
That's for sure.
Wow. And look, that was the dance place. That was like, it wasn't a club. It was like a place, the dance center that everybody went to after the high school football game. McDonald's was across the street, all the lowriders in the cars. But the Hutch, like Hank said, nigga, you come through the Hutch, nigga, it looked like the level four with the lights off in that motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
level four up in that motherfucker.
Wow.
That's real.
And a lot of niggas just used to hang around the edge. Niggas didn't walk across the dance floor because you had to be somebody. Niggas just hung around the edge or something. You know what I'm saying? But that's where it went down at, nigga. And if you was a real one, cuz, you was claiming where you was from, you had to go through there and say where you was from because niggas going to ask you, hey, cuz, you up here real cool. Like, nigga, where you from, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Niggas going
to
get at you.
Hey, G-Lo. Get to what you said, G-Lou. Wasn't no other Compton, L.A. None of that going to come here. Hell no.
They knew better than that.
It was Long Beach niggas scared to come through that motherfucker.
That was a no-win situation.
Yeah.
And if you was a fraud, you was gonna get beat up outside in the front of that motherfucker, in front of everybody.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, so many stories come up out of there, man.
That was a good old thing.
What happened? They shut it down?
They done built some more shit up there, nigga. That's Vons now, ain't it? I think that's Vons now. Vons is up there.
Yeah, they made a supermarket or a plaza or something up there now.
And McDonald's is gone too.
Yeah,
all that shit gone. Hey man, yeah. But that was camp. That was Crip Hangout. Nigga, I promise you that. Nigga, that was Crip Hangout. Mm-hmm. And it's Floss said it was just Friday night. No, but it was all through the week. You could play basketball up there, nigga.
Oh yeah,
pool
Friday night,
all week.
Friday nights after the high school games, niggas.
Yeah,
got through playing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh niggas. Oh,
low riders. Nigga, low riders.
It was like a rec center too.
Nigga.
Yeah, it was
nigga,
a rec
cracking.
Center. Exactly. It was like a rec team
okay.
center, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the
right,
week. Like
right,
hey,
okay.
It was a team center during the week. Like on, and Friday nights after the football games, when Polly would play, everybody would book
yeah.
up. We had McDonald's across the street, and then the Hutch was across the street. Scary niggas hung out in the McDonald's parking lot because they couldn't.
They didn't want to go up in the Hutch. Because they couldn't come up in the Hutch, nigga.
Hey,
yeah, scared to come up in that Hutch, nigga. Yeah, so we're
going to hang out in the parking lot across the street over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's the trick, though, is that we was the niggas giving the parties because you had a few cliques like SYEP was giving parties. But we had a clique called the Long Beach Brothers. Let me tell you the niggas that was up in that motherfucker. Rockhead, Carl Hines from Rockhead from Insane, Carl Hines from 20s. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we had a gang. We had real gangsters. Nigga, I was in that motherfucker, Till from the Dub. Nigga, we was all up in that motherfucker. We was giving parties at the Hutch, and we getting like $5 a head. I don't think it was $5 back then. Maybe $2 a head, $3 a head. Then we used to get parties at the Melodies. You know, but niggas was making money. We was about making money. Niggas trying to get their bread. And
Shit,
man, that shit used to pop off. And a few incidents happened at our parties. You know what I'm saying? The crybaby incident at Melody Studios, all kind of shit happened at the Hutch. I can't even imagine what happened at the Hutch. But shit, man, we used to get it in, man, at the Hutch, man.
A lot of good times at the Long Beach Hutch, yeah.
Hey, Floss, you remember the thing that happened? You remember what happened at the canteen? You remember that? With One Legged Lou? With the Boulevard?
One Legged Lou, we got
shot at the canteen. That's when all the shit was cracking, man. That was early 80s, 79, early 80s. It was popping. Long Beach really had it cracking, man. Me and Bo, me and One Legged Lou, we was
like,
me and One Legged Lou, we ducking down behind the piano together. That nigga hit. I'm like, cuz, you hit. That nigga went in, that nigga didn't go to the hospital. That nigga went and tried to go kill them niggas instead of going to the hospital.
That nigga One Legged Lou, that's my nigga, though.
One Legged Lou,
But yeah, man, while we talk, I want to give a shout out, man, to Big U, man, on his food drive yesterday, man. Malik had me laughing like hell, because y'all know Big U don't eat meat. So the nigga said, how you going to do a food drive, nigga, don't pass out no meat to the people? And the nigga said he tried to keep everybody healthy. Yeah, I laughed like a motherfucker.
That nigga give everybody salad.
I said a homeless motherfucker don't got a choice whether he gonna be a vegan or not.
I like them papers. Floss and rolling papers. I like them papers too.
Oh yeah, yeah, they blue. Hey Hank, I'm gonna bring you some.
I'm gonna need that.
Yeah, Big U. Yeah, Big U got the Crip Blue rolling papers, man. The Chris Shaw rolling papers. Yeah, I ain't tried them out yet, but I'm gonna try them out. They look nice. So shout out
to
Big U, man.
See, you don't really do the papers.
Huh? Well,
you don't
try them out. Yeah, I hit the papers.
Okay.
You know, I smoke the papers. I'm gonna try it out. But But shout out to Big U.
Nigga said I'm gonna try it out.
If I put the weed in, I'm like,
nigga, I'm going to try it out, shit.
Hey, motherfucker might not have a plant. Niggas only had any papers. Nigga, I'm smoking papers.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Oh, you're going to come down to it one day. You're going to come down to it.
See, look, niggas in jail smoke the paper out the Bible, nigga. I used to run from them type. And I used to be like, oh, you niggas serious, nigga.
Me too, until it got real bad. Me too, until it got real bad. Like, give me one of them Bible papers, cuz. Give me one of them Bible papers. Give me one of them Bible papers.
Hell yeah, they got to do it.
Hey, man.
Give me a Bible paper,
cuz. Anybody out there, man, y'all want to holler at us, man, press 1. You know the number, 914-803-4001. Press 1, man. We bring you in and holler at your boys, man. Like I say, man, shout out to Queen G, man. I know she's going through it, man. She has been rough on her, man. But
we're
here for you, Queen G.
Love you, Queen.
Stand tall with you,
Queen. Love you,
G.
Queen.
And everybody out there in the G-Lu show, man, y'all sit back, man, and let's do what we do, man. Let's take a ride, man. Getting traffic.
Take a ride,
like
man.
Graphic.
like we always do around this time.
Yeah, that part.
As the wheels turn city to city, hunted smoke, chronic smoke, twist up another Philly.
Done dilly, them niggas still tripping off that old shit.
Really?
How silly.
It's a whole nother day.
Yeah, yeah.
Snoop Dogg
and Doc motherfucking Drake.
Nigga, can you feel this?
It's the D.O. Devil, you don't run up, you won't see no trouble.
If you caught up in these fucking streets,
who you gon' call when them niggas getting ready to play?
Yeah, and if that shit's getting ugly,
who you gon' call when them niggas come to get in your ass?
I came to get in that ass. Big ditto, push the big hit-off. You hoppin' and poppin', how about you hop up off my biddles? Got dirt on my pedals, I broke a few littles. It really don't matter, cause I'm only here to spit on and get on and shit on niggas. Do it to them, D.O. Double, right on, nigga. I'm sagging it, bagging, slang them dubs. You motherfuckers think the wash is all soap and suds. What's up, dub? If you're trying to get a dub sack page, man, the whole safety low, you so crazy. Poppin' that shit, don't phase, man. I need my chips and the dip, it's like gravy.
Now back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is expected and I'm feeling that demand. Los Angeles, broad day gunning. That ain't no earthquake, it's just Dre coming. If this shit ain't played, the party ain't bumping. If I don't show up, the hoes ain't fucking.
Real talk,
Cali sunshine, come visit. Just don't stop at stop signs with bullet holes in it. All-star league, you riding benches. I handles my business, fuck fake niggas. I sell game, a quarter million a track. Snoopin' a good doc, back with a brand new sack. Shit's wrong, money gone, I blast. Out of town, out of bounds, no pass. Running up, talking shit, get smashed. Shoot first, ask questions last.
Falling back on that ass, hit the switch and let the ass just drain. 2001, 2002, tag. My nigga, what you holding? Step out with the Stacey's and the Snoop Dogg clothing. Rolling with the braids in my head. Crimped out, way pimped out, oh yeah. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. After all that dirt, I got to get my shit washed.
The wash. I never need another, you're the one I choose. Who are you? Yeah, yeah. In the mood, baby. Who are you? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, what's up with it, man? Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight, man. From Atlanta to Japan, man. You know what I'm saying? Another night on the G Lou Show. I want to get, hey, what's up, Big U, man? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, family? I'm good. Always good to be on with you, man. Too quick.
Hey, look, it's a real honor, man, and a privilege, man. I sure appreciate it, man. You tuning in. That's what this show is about, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to have a show for our platform on this side of the coast. You know what I'm saying? So every Sunday, man, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? I know it's old guys like to listen to oldies and low rides. So, you know, that's our platform, man. You know what I'm saying? And a platform like a guy, you know, we just had Gangsta on there last week. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Baby Gangsta. We need guys like you to tell the story. Dudes that's still out here. You dig what I'm saying? So shout out to you, Big U, and I really appreciate it, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you got to support it. You got to support our home, man. Anything I can do to help push it. I got the call, you know. I wouldn't be right if I didn't do it.
And that's a blessing,
man.
And it's a blessing you're blessing our show, man. Because we try to keep you pushing, too, on some live, you know. I've been doing this show with G-Lou for the last couple of 2-3 years, and this is like a show to just ease my mind every Sunday from all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
right.
A few people on the show. It's a good show, man. It's a good show, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're trying to get everybody on here, man. This is, you know what I mean? A show where people can tell their story, you know, without all the hype and all this and that, you know, from the West Coast, from our point of view. Because all of us have been out here in the streets, you dig what I'm saying? I appreciate you on the show, man. I'm going to let you finish saying, Nate, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep doing what we do, man. And it's a blessing and an honor, man. And anything I can do for you, man, please holler at me. Oh, yeah, and tell Kimmy I said much love. She know what it is. Thank you. She's always been good to me. Much respect to Kimmy. Oh, you on there, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, girl? Much respect to you. You know, you always been my girl. Yeah, much respect to you, kid. You know what I'm saying? I just hope y'all enjoy it.
Yeah.
I hope y'all enjoy the show. You know what I'm saying? We do this every Sunday, man. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold up. Before we continue, my boy Hanks of the Gangster want to dedicate something to somebody. G. Hanks, take it away.
Oh. Hey, man, I was going through my little archives, and I said, man, let me go on and do this, man. So this is dedicated to my wife, Alicia Norman, man. But it's GQ, I Do Love You, man. You dig what I'm saying? I heard this motherfucker back in like 76, man, at Magic Mountain. They came up there and performed that motherfucker, yeah. Yeah, man, somewhere around there, 76, 77, somewhere around there, man. They came in to perform that motherfucker at Magic Mountain. Nigga, I had my overalls on, and I had the one side up with the one side down. You know, the left side down, you know, because it was crib side.
Right.
And, you know niggas is out there banging with the L.A. niggas, the niggas from San Fernando, all the shit. You niggas gonna stand at Magic Mountain.
Right.
You get all the cribs was up there. Niggas out there putting it down, man. So, that's where niggas really got down at. My shit creased all the way down to the T.
My shit creep with the Wallace seeds, nigga, with the Wallace seeds.
That's
nigga,
right.
From Long Beach, nigga.
That's right.
I'm from Long Beach, girl, where they doing it at. Where ain't nothing but Crips. Ain't nothing but Crips out there. So, yeah, that part. 77, 78, man. Right when we doing it, when it started. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Oh, dedicated to my wife, man. GQ, I do love you.
That's my wife, cuz.
Yeah.
I
hear
I do love you, but it's
Stay up, baby boy.
I got you. What you know about that, Melvin?
That's my shit, youngster.
You don't know nothing about that, boy. That's for grown folks right there.
I used to get a lot of pussy off of that song.
Hey, it's T.D. Harrison, chilling every Wednesday and Friday on the G-Lu Show with G-Lu and the wonderful Queen Jean. And on OG Sundays with Big Flossy and Hanks is a Gangster, be sure to tune in and take that vibe. You can find me on Instagram at DD_Harrison, that's H-A-I-R-S-P-O-N, or email me at ddharrison100@gmail.com.
Baby, now that
Jesus is real, man. I'ma tell you what he brought me through. Jesus is real, since stupid to grasp to. I used to be the dude walking around with the attitude. Now I'ma keep it real, tell you just what he brought me through. Been shot 5 times and they thought they had got me too. Now I can take it back to my days on Figueroa. When I had him on the streets, man, I had him on the corner. Came up and bought a house and I moved out to Corona. From the package I was slinging all the way to Arizona. Now Jesus is real, he done brought me through it all. And took a couple losses, I done took a couple falls. They even hit the pen, me mother through them halls. And just to get the towel, had to walk you through the fall. Now I can tell you more, and it's all gonna be real. The only way I'm here is, man, I had to take the deal. Now I can take my time and I can tell you how I feel. My Jesus is the only way, I got to keep it real.
Jesus is real. Attempted suicide, it didn't work. Then it had to be a reason, cause his grace gave me work. I done been on my deathbed, gunshots, couldn't see the devil coming, cause my mind's on rock. On my way to doing life, blew a bag and a murder. Seen the tears in my baby's eyes, she was hurt. So I got on my face and begging God for his favor. I heard the homies laughing, so I prayed with my neighbor. I done enough dirt in the streets, and I don't really wanna deal with the soul. Did I read Ricky Harris said it all one night at the church? Me and Hank both smiled, not knowing it were her. I told a homie on, but I never forget that man. Bless me in the church and the death comedy jam. Jesus is real. Jesus is real.
I was untouchable, I stayed fitted to get it. Yeah, like Heathcliff Huxtable, cruising down the street in my 6'4". I walked the edge of the razor in pursuit of my dough. I was ruthless, I kept it rocking to the right side. My son had to eat, so ain't a thing I won't try. Lifestyle I lived, it led the prison and back. I was feeling persecuted, yeah, like John the Baptist. My mama used to ask me, boy, when you gon' quit it? At the same time praying for me, hoping I get it. My soul was heavy burden, I was short on faith. One night I heard the voice of God and I saw his son's face. I started praying for myself and got strong in the Lord, and now I reap a better harvest, way bigger than before. I wear the armor of the Father, ain't no need for a gun, cause I'm protected by the blood, cause now I'm walking with his son.
Jesus is real.
What's going on?
What's up, Big Hank?
Man, I can't call it.
What's happening with you, homie?
Everything good, man. You remember the testimony night?
Man, that night with Ricky Harris at that church.
Man, that's still on my mind heavy, man.
That blessed me, homie. When I seen y'all pull off, homie, I was just like, man, it just seemed like you was an angel already, man.
Yeah, you were.
God is real.
That's what he did say, God is real.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the G Lou show, man, on some real shit. The OGs are rolling, man. I mean, I appreciate the Kev Mac videos. I appreciate everybody who's playing a role, who's calling in, everybody from the Baby Gangsters, Majestic, the Santana, and every other gang out there that's really trying to make a difference in their hood and trying to educate their youngsters, man. We got to figure out a way to turn this tide because they throwing the keys away. They throwing the keys away. They not looking at us a second chance. They not looking at us twice. They killing us when we just put us in the middle of the street. We getting killed out there in the middle of the street. So we got to figure out a better way. The only way we can figure out a better way, we got to start from within. We got to start where the poison begun. The poison begun is because we stopped educating. That's a poison. I appreciate the show, man. The G Luke show, man. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the partnerships. I just appreciate what we're doing tonight, man. Anytime y'all want to talk about anything particular, I mean, y'all got me.
Yeah.
I'm a part of y'all family now.
What's happening, beautiful people? This is Queen Jean. I wanted to say thank you for supporting our show, our YouTube channel, and our podcast. Our Westside Wednesdays, our Fabulous Fridays, and of course, our OG Sunday number one rated Fabulous Lowrider OG Show. Keep taking that ride with us. Peace and love.
done copying some sleep on the G Lou Show. And I want to give a shout out to the G Lou Show. They always show me love. They always give me shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Bashur G Lou and Auntie Boo. That's why I call Auntie Boo Queen Jean. Of course, gotta give Queen Jean a shout out. She is like just her spirit, her aura, her response, the flex of words she uses. You just tell like she is a queen. That ain't even a name. That if I just hear, just had a name, or if I, that's a person. I can tell that by how she is. And as well, on Sundays, you have Flossie and you have Pink. You guys need to tune in. It goes down. And I'm not one that's easily pleased. I've had interviews with G-Lou, and from there, I've been crunk on that show. Like, how could you not? What I would suggest to you guys is to tune in on Sunday. Tune in on a Sunday when all four are on here, and I guarantee you're going to like what you hear. On top of that, he do interviews with legendary people. This is not even like Lil B's little punk-ass little podcast. No, it's not like that. Like, y'all need to tune in. You can learn some history with R&B, rap, authors. So, like I say, tune in. You guys will learn something. I mean, I got to share love back. And with this one, it's like, it's my pleasure to share it because you guys need to tune in and stop being asleep. Because if you ain't been tuning in, it's asleep. And you can follow me on IG. For the ones that don't have my IG, it's MOMA132. So you can follow me on there and you will be able to go, you know, scroll down a little page or whatever, and you'll be able to see his show, one of the posters, well not posters, flyers that he posted that I'll share. And then you'll be able to link it like that. Try that out. And I guarantee you, you will be a fan, because one thing about it, Hank and Flossie gon' have your stomach hurting. Cracking the fuck up with them. Seriously, they start my week on Sunday. After I go to sleep, I'm good. Like, listen to the show, go to sleep, I'm good, because I laugh so damn hard, because they go. It just be on the top. It be on the top. They got G. Lou, and he just smooth.
Just tell me how many for you this time. This time. Sex packets, the girl of your dreams. Just try one, it's not what it seems. This love. Now it's just sex and a pill. It gives me such a thrill. It's nice. And it's a guy for a girl. Or a girl for a guy. Try one tonight. It's a pill wrapped in a little piece of paper. Real nice. Sex packets, a dollar or two. Just tell me how many for you this time. This time. This time. This time.
tonight. You just won't get with me, and you think that you diss me, but now I can still be getting busy with any girl I like. No more will I ever have to jack it, 'cause instead I can just take a packet. Realize sex packets, $1 or $2. Just tell me how many for you this time. This time. This time. This time. No, hold it like this. Now just put it in your mouth. There you go, there you go. Just let it hit you, baby. Sexual affection. Yeah, I'm equipped to mix you a packet. Prescriptions for your favorite toss up in a pill. A professional job, baby. Yeah, no sex can be safer. It's a pill wrapped in a
Hey, rest in peace to Shock G. Once again, Mr. Gregory Jacobs from the G. Lou Show. Also, shout out to the Poetry of Justice Show, Jackie Ray, Lisa, Lori G. What up? What up, fam? It's the G. Lou Show, OG Sunday, sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM-ism. D.D. Harrison, theglushow.com. We send our prayers out to the legendary Kevin Slow Jam and James. Get well soon. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kevin Slow Jam and James. Thank you for taking that ride on the world famous G. Lou Show. Rated number one Sunday nights with the best crew on radio. G. Lou, Big Flossie, thanks to the gangsta. G. Lou Show, Magnus Lowrider Oldies. The show where they're doing it everywhere.
Just
You know, and one last thing, you know, the G. Lou Show is one of the hidden universities of America. And you should tune in and send your tax-free dollars into the G. Lou Show, because you fuck around and get the grand prize of some Islam and some real shit. But we real activated with this black thing. Don't get it twisted. We will switch vernaculars like a 458 Ferrari. Or that
Yeah, we back at it. G. Lou Show.
I'm starting to feel like I'm going to get you
stuck. Yes, sir.
Flossy, yeah. What up, Floss?
Right,
we got Malik Spellman with us. Malik, what
well,
it do?
The magnificent, Mr. Spellman.
Buenos noches.
Beans and disease to you too.
Man, and Shante Ndugu. Assalamu alaikum. Shit. What up, blood? What up, homie?
What's happening with you?
Hey, look, I've discovered something that the next nigga don't know. And I'm a motherfucking genius. I found out something that God can't do.
What is that? That's a serious statement, buddy. What is that?
Nigga, I stand behind it and bet everybody on the show $1,000. I'm the smartest nigga since Adam. I found something that God can't do.
Enlighten us. No such thing.
Let us know. Yes, it is. He can't fail.
Oh, my God. Dang, Hank. He got you on that one, Hank.
He can't do it. Yeah, and
God
he can't lie. Fail. No, he can't lie either. He can't lie. He don't do none of that.
He can't leave
you.
He
fail,
ain't
he don't lie.
Late. He can't
late.
Leave
yeah,
you.
He ain't never late.
He never late.
Malik, let me say this, Malik. You're not a genius. You're not the first one that came up with that. He can't do a lot of shit. We already know. We got you.
No. I am a genius. Cause see, I do one. Let me tell you why I'm a genius. Because I do one sit-up a day, right?
Yeah.
And that one sit-up a day get me through the whole day. So by me being an individuality,
yeah.
A nigga like me got to see, because everywhere you go, like my mama say, you take yourself with you. So
right.
I had to have the pleasure and honor of discovering my motherfucking self that God can do this right here, nigga, and that is not fail. So
okay,
I don't give a fuck what another nigga knew. That ain't had shit to do with me. When I carry my own cross like Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? When I'm walking down it. Let me. Yes, sir.
Hey,
go ahead.
Check this out. Why don't you explain to the people about the food drive yesterday? Give a shout out. You know, black people giving out food. Speak on the food drive.
I want to talk about the food drive for a second, but first, I want to ask everybody in the audience this, and email this nigga or Instagram or whatever. Nigga, when have you ever seen a motherfucker that's 275, black belt karate, have an all-vegan food giveaway? What kind of shit is you on? This nigga done hand niggas sprouts, ginger,
celery,
cranberries, motherfucking lettuce, and some goddamn plant-based hamburger. Nigga. Nigga, you look at the motherfucker, man. This nigga's already handing out. This nigga is 6'7". I'm going to give the credit.
Hey.
6'0".
Hey, Malik, when he was giving out the plates, did they open it up and then look at it and then look back at him?
No, the nigga was giving you raw food to take home and cook. But
no,
the thing
the people,
about it is,
they opened it up.
The people,
they opened it up and looked back. Like, hold on a minute.
They looked back, but they was like, how did you get? It was the strangest dichotomy. It was the strangest dichotomy
on
some unusual circumstances, man. Predicated on unusual circumstances.
I didn't realize it until Malik said something.
You gave me a big if you listen, we help
they
you listen. If anybody else think you called a nigga on the phone, nigga, you gave a nigga two Brussels sprouts,
a box
a
of salad,
ginger, a thing of salad, some cranberry juice. I'm looking for some toxic waste. Nigga, where's the shit that make you die?
Wow.
Big U gave a nigga a box of salad.
Man, this nigga gave a nigga a box of Whole Foods, man. And look, look, healthy shit, too.
He's trying to keep you
healthy. This nigga here. Now,
wow.
The food drive was great. There was a lot of representation and documentation up in this demonstration. And Flossie, myself, along with the Swans and the East Coasters and the 60s and a bunch of other motherfuckers, was handing out food, but little do they know, because of the magnetic pull of Dr. Flossie and his tripism, they got a truce going down on some street between the Swans and the Coast, something we already did.
Good.
Didn't understand it, but they about to hand out some food. Now, let me tell you something, Brother Swans and East Coasters. Mike, the other homie, whatever, nigga, if y'all hand out one Brussels sprout, I'm going to start back banging. I'm not doing, nigga, I eat meat.
Hey, nigga, we try to keep the community healthy. We try to keep the community healthy.
Nigga, I get
enough
green shit every day. I smoke that shit. Then the nigga got the nerve to give me some Brussels sprouts. So, Biggie, and I hope they tell your motherfucking ass. The nigga gave me some Brussels sprouts, some lettuce, and a pack of Crip Blue Zigzags.
Mm-hmm. I told her,
what am I supposed to do, roll this lettuce up in this motherfucker?
Yeah, we got the Crip Blue Zigzags, right?
The nigga gave me a box of Crenshaw Crip Blue Zigzags that burn blue smoke.
That poor.
Hey,
Big U. I'm coming, cuz. I need my pack.
He got a five box, you know, Big U's probably, you can see it on Instagram somewhere, but look, check this out. I wanted to ask him, how am I going to go smoke this with my Swan homies? I damn nigga, I can smoke this at the truce, nigga. So
Malik,
here's my.
You got to come with the. Hey, you got to. Hey, Malik, all you got to do is come with the red ones, cuz. Malik, you just come with the red ones, cuz.
Yeah.
See. Yep. Anytime a nigga tell you come with the red ones and cuz in the same sentence, beware of dogs.
Blood cousin.
Other shit. That nigga say, cuz, you got to get the red ones. Nigga, what kind of tripping? You done went through all the way. You don't want no more gang violence. That nigga say, hey, cuz, get the red ones. I ain't never thought I'd live long to hear that. No.
Yes, sir.
That's how you know it's a new day. In the
wow.
New day.
When you hear a real motherfucker say, hey, cuz, go get the red ones.
Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
Hey.
You got to spread
red
the love.
Blue make
all
green.
Blood cousins, you know what?
Red and blue
when
make
you was
green.
In kindergarten, G. Lou, when you was in kindergarten, your teacher gave
right.
you some red ink and some blue
right.
ink, and you put them together, that motherfucker
right.
made green.
Made purple.
Not
green?
Purple.
I think purple.
Green,
but it's been transferred
blue,
to green.
Blue and red make green.
Make green now. And make the green
blue
now.
Blue and red make that green, baby.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir. Hey, well,
here's the final
let's
word for my motherfucking ass today.
Yes, the final word.
Here's the final word. If you got to raise your voice above a whisper to your woman, nigga, your game got a leak in it.
Yeah, you already low. You already
let's
low.
Take a ride. G. Lou, we need to turn the music up and take a ride on that one. I'm going to smoke to that.
Deep nigga in the street.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Malik, you already lost if you're doing that. Nigga, if you screaming at your bro, you already lost.
You got it.
And that's the rap. That's Islam 101, the G-Lou Show.
Where they doing it at?
Well, now, clean me out. Clean me out. Oh, she's cleaning me out for the sake of love. Out. Oh, she's cooling me out for the sake of love. Oh, cool out, baby. Everybody lives in a different world. Whoa, everybody needs a way to go.
So up with this poppy collar thing?
Man, you know, we from the Bay Area, you know, we've been popping our collars a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to know how long you've been popping your collars, you know what I'm saying? And give us a little bit of...
Well, there's a time when they called me Smooth Eddie. Cause I was playing them hoes. Shook the red car steady. What I mean by that is we was dropping that three car money in the game sometimes. Pigeon drop, cone pop, tilt tap, bail bond game, you know what I'm saying, paper hanging. Y'all know the games because we check more money than a hoe would check sometimes. Because you know what I'm saying? The I in the P-I-M-P is independent. And you know what I'm saying? The real max is independent. We will take that whole money because it's for show money. And sometimes we can't be waiting on that slow money. But a real nigga will make more money than that. We're not always worried about them things. You know what I'm saying? That's why we pop our collars. And that's why we get down like this. You know what? Round these hoes go. The underground just don't stop the hoes, we get around. So step up, KP in the house. I'm Shock G, and we popping these collars, son. And you know what I'm saying? When you rest, dress, finesse, and get your propers while you watching them soap operas, you counting your money while you reading the funnies, because it's pimping, you know what I'm saying? So hoes that's sitting on their ass, watching the cars go past, need to pat their feet on the concrete, cause it's thug pimping. And that's why we got time to learn how to stroke these ivories like that. Now once again, it said, I get around. What's up, KP? I love you, man.
Man, I love you too. What's
going on with it?
Oh yeah, I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check. Cause though they sweat a brother majorly, and I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me, cries when she leaves me, and every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need me. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Check it out. I get around. The underground just don't stop for hoes. I get around. Still down with the underground. Let them hoes know.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love, how you doing?
All right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your home girl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin thought I wasn't? See, we kids was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day, so just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Watching conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get your wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me,
You won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have it, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the groupie bit the truth and told a lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby. If you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town. Break out a B clown. Baby doll, are you down? I get around.
Calling in, man, checking in, making sure I didn't miss the Sunday show. You know, I heard Floss and B saying, you know, he like to do things on Sunday to get rid of all the BS that he been going through. Well, Rev Ali right with him, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm right here with you. I caught the show for the first time. I'm in here. I hear Malik. You know, that's my good brother, man, great brother, man. You know, he been about peace since the day I know him. That's how I know him, because he was about peace. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here with you, G-Lou. D, man, I appreciate y'all, man. We're here with the real. Well, I heard somebody say, if you want to be with the real ones, call the G-Lou show. Well, I'm down with the real ones, man.
Once two brothers of the same kind, quick to approach a ghetto cutie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still rolled. Got stretched to YA, hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a cherry curl, never quite learned. Drinking 90 proof on the roof, dripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, singing how you changed. Are you a Muslim now? No more dope games. I just got the phone call, heard you got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, no time for females. I'm losing touch with my homie, he's a changed man. He hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I say I'm living large, all you see is the struggle. When I say I'm still thugging, all you see is the trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife know she got a player for life and everybody mission. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to think with a sister but never did get with her. And I can see us after school we bombed on the first player haters with the wrong set on. Now the whole thing changed, cause we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same young brother that when it's time for go-go toe-to-toe and watch your brother's back. I can't even lie, cause I ain't laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, but go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Cut, fighting, playing dozens, whole neighborhood buzzing. No, that we wasn't, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting blitz and I reminisce on all the times we shared. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. Rewind me back to a place which must be young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, told me to wait, don't give nobody my loving while I be locked up state. I kissed my mama goodbye and wiped the tears from a lonely eye. Said I'd return, but I gotta fight the bricks to ride. Don't shed a tear, mama, I ain't happy here. I'll be drowned on my smile for a couple of years. They got me going mad. I'm knocking busters on their backs in my cell, thinking hell, I know one day I'll be back. But as soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there to prepare to get loved at. My homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Y'all play too many games, and I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
Father, forgive
give us for living. While all my homies stuck in prison, barely breathing, believing that the world is a prison. It's like a ghetto we can never leave. A broken rose giving bloom through the cracks of the concrete. So many other things for us to see. Things to be out, history so full of tragedy and misery. To all my homies never made it home, the dead peers I shed tattooed tears for when I'm alone. Picture us inside a ghetto heaven, a place to rest, finding peace through this land of stress. In my chest I feel pain coming sudden storm. Life full of rain in this game, watch for land dawn. Our unborn never got to grow, never got to see what's next. In this world full of countless threats, I beg God to make a way for our ghetto kids to breathe. Show a sign, make us all believe, cause I ain't mad at you.
All the homeboys that passed away,
I ain't mad.
All the homeboys locked in jail, all the people that lost a loved one this year,
we ain't mad.
I ain't mad.
Yes, sir. It goes down in the real way. The G Lou Show, OG Sundays. Rest in peace, man. Park, rest in peace, Shock G, right? I got something coming up next. Let me bring Malik Spellman back up in here, though, for a minute. Malik, I know you got some things to say, homie.
Yes, I do. Actually, I do. What I wanted to tell you was, are you still with me? Are you
yes,
still
sir.
There?
What
yes, I wanted to tell you is that it's a universal message, and it's got all kinds of attachment. And what I want black folks and po folks and all the G Lou listeners and audience to know is that, man, you got to put your faith in something. Because you can't just go for the norm. We got an A on our report card for the past 3 or 4 years. We've been on here pied piping to you about all kinds of circumstances, from the ism to the motherfucking schisms. You got to really have your shit right. Rule number one, if you don't have GOD in your house, nigga, you're going to get a 3-day notice. Rule number two, get up and get you some money, because you can't lay down with the devil and expect get up and expect God to pay the rent.
Boy.
I'm going to say it again. You can't lay down with the devil and then get up and expect God to pay the rent. Nigga, get on your knees and pray and put your faith in the Most High, because a lot of y'all worried about your credit score with Experian. Well, nigga, you should be worried about your credit score with God.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
wait.
So
ooh,
you got a 320, if you got a 320 or 150 credit score with the Most High with no post, you fuck. So get your credit score, all three scores, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Get your three credit scores right with the Most High. Then fall out with the physical shit. But when you do physical shit, you just don't exceed the limit. But that don't mean you got to be here and be no motherfucking lemon and don't enjoy the fruits. Because if you want to see God, they can just look at creation.
Ooh, Pastor Malik Spielman.
That nigga
Pastor Malik
Spielman. He said, you
Pastor Malik
Spielman.
Yeah, Pastor Malik Spielman.
And my thing is, I want to add this to what Malik say. This thing called life, man, we all got to beat life.
Because
we can't beat death. Because we can't beat death.
Right.
So we got to try to beat life. Because you're not going to beat death.
Right.
So try to beat life, nigga. Try to beat living. You dig?
Go ahead, Malik.
No, I'm
gonna say this, man, because Malik spoke on it, man. Listen, y'all, this life right here got an expiration date on it. This one do. But it's an eternal life and an afterlife. That's the life you need to be worried about. That's the one you need to be worried about, man.
See, too many of y'all worried about going to the club, getting clubbed inside the head, but then you niggas believe in the club and the nightclub. And you believe in the after party, that you don't believe in the afterlife.
That part, man. Malik, Pastor Malik Spillman.
They don't believe in. Do they believe in the hellfire?
Oh no!
They better start.
Now let me tell you what happened. When God summons one of the angels, they said the angel he summoned. If you was to walk from his earlobe to his shoulder, it would take you 1,500 years to walk.
Wow.
Then he carries the Quran. Then he carries a big old black dog.
with a big old club he be carrying. They said when they snatch your soul, they said it's a driver, a passenger, and a motherfucking witness. Who in the fuck you think the passenger is?
Mm-hmm.
Then they say Allah swift to take account. Jesus Christ swift to take account. So he going to be like, oh, man, I didn't shoot that baby. So it's like, no, nigga, your ears, your eyes, your tongue, your nose, and your motherfucking dick are either testify for you or against you.
Yeah,
they're not going to lie to the Most High. So what I'm trying to tell you is you can balance this life and this game, but you can't run, nigga, on reserves. You got to have some fuel in your tank.
Yes, sir.
Then you can't show up before the Most High with altered titties and dicks and perspectives and shit because you got too worldly. Your motherfucking ass got to balance it out because you got to have a perfect love and a perfect hate.
Okay. What hood can we catch your sermons at? Where can we catch you at?
Where can we catch your sermons at? Nigga, right across the street from 19th, about 500 blocks from 60th, 3 blocks from 8th Trade, nigga, and 100 blocks from 40s, nigga. And then you can throw 7th Trade in there.
Hey, so we can catch you, we can catch you one of your sermons in any hood near you.
Yeah.
Any hood? Matter of fact, I can make it better than that.
You can catch him at. Go. You can catch him at Bishop Baptist Blood. Bishop Baptist Blood. You think, and you can catch him at Catholic Christian Crippin Community Church. Yeah,
thank
Bishop
you,
Baptist
Big
Blood.
With the Cadillac
Big
choir.
That part.
Wow. Big Baggin and Biggie Baptist Blood, for real.
That part.
Oh, damn.
Bishop. That part.
Bishop so Biggie Baggin and Biggie and Blood Baptist Church.
So download this sermon, the Malik Spellman Hood sermon.
That part, Hood sermon. That's right. Bishop Baptist Blood and Catholic Christian Criminal Community Church.
Right. And hey, let me tell the ladies something. Fucking with a nigga like me, I'm going to put Proverbs on your back.
Wow.
This nigga is awesome. Hey, let's take a ride.
Proverbs on your back fucking with me.
Only G-Loop show, man. Only on the G-Loop show, man. Let's get
only on Sundays,
like,
you get Proverbs on your back fucking with me.
Where we always go too far. We always go too far.
Hey, but not far enough.
fucking with Malik. Neptune. Mars.
Let's go,
G-Lo. Let's go. Hey, that's right. Mom Bender the Rider. From player to player, the gang's back in the street. With a little brain. Making motherfuckers to pay. I got no time for these bitches, cause he's so hard to play. Some on the meal, ticket missing, wanna meet. So I'm wishing competition got me blitz. On that bullshit, they split. I'm a rhyme, though, clown hoes like it's mandatory. No cuts, no glory, my nigga, bitch, got the game distorted. Now it's on in the zone, because I said so. Can't trust a bitch in the business, so I got my dad, bro. Now these money hungry bitches getting suspicious. Started plotting and planning on the scheme to come and trick us. But the niggas be
team, so it's easy, they wet me up. But I'm back, reincarnated, incarcerated at the time I caught the breakaway.
Sundays, Fabric Slow Rider Oldies. Hanks of the Gangster told me to play that one time, man. Get our ride.
Yes,
you feel me? But we going to the end of another one, Hank Floss.
Yes, sir, man. Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a good laugh. And, Chuck, you know, it's always good to laugh, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, learn something. I was just telling someone that, Malik Sharp, though, he might got a little humor to it, but it's a message to that madness. Please believe that.
All the time.
You dig what I'm saying?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yes, sir.
That's why we fuck with him. That's why we fuck with him.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It might go over somebody's head, but later on down the line, it'll hit you like a lightning bolt. Be like, damn, that's what he was talking about.
Right.
Yeah. It all add up,
nigga,
man. So shout out to everybody tuning in. Shout out to my Queen G, man. Get well, sis. You know what I'm saying?
Prayers
keep your head
up, Queen.
Keep your head
prayers
up,
Queen.
It's all good. That part. Shout out to all the G Lou listeners, man. It's about that time again. You know, we tuned in and did what we do. You know what I'm saying? And much love to everybody, man, that's riding with us. Shout out to all my fellas on the panel. And y'all know how we do. We'll see you next week, man, with something greater and later. It'll be greater later.
That part.
That part.
Thanks to the Gangster.
You already know, man. It's me, man. The one and only, man. Thanks to the Gangster, man. The Vicious Macalicious, aka the Crippling. I've been banging on these niggas ever since these niggas seen me. Hey, check this out. Yes, sir. Listen to me, man. Hey, we only go around once, man. You got to live life, man. You heard what Malik Spillman said, man. He spit some real stuff, man. It ain't about this life. It's about the afterlife. Live your life like that. Don't live your life like you down here trying to please man, because man can't do nothing for you. I can't help you. Flossie can't help you. We can't do nothing for you in this afterlife, man. So live life like God is watching you, man, because he's watching every move you make, man. I'm trying
that
to tell
part.
You, man. He watch you. I love y'all, man.
Yes, sir.
We're going to keep doing this like, hey, we're going to keep doing it until we get it right. You dig what I'm saying, man, on the G-Lu show
part.
Where the G's is doing it at. That part. Yes, sir.
That part. That part in that order. And also, before I go, I'm going to bring Malik back in. Malik, take us out of here, man, if you would, sir.
They said there's 70,000 veils of light between man and God. They said it's some light that's so light that it's considered darkness.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That part. The astronaut,
they said,
Malik Spillman.
They said you could take seven seeds and turn them into ink and add seven to that, and take all the trees and turn them into pens and add seven to that, and you'll run out of ink and trees before you exhaust the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm. That part, man. This nigga here, man. Hey, wherever you at,
that's
man.
That's a whole lot of ism. That's what you call ism report. That's the ism report.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yes, sir. And for all the ladies out there, once you get through with the Holy Ghost tonight, shit, call Dr. Ism. I got a box of Bibles with Proverbs.
That part, man. Hey, coming at you from Bishop Baptist Blood Catholic Christian Cribbin Community Church. Yes, sir. What are you doing today?
In Christ.
Hey,
Reverend Malik Ike. And he says, the only thing he, hey, look, He says the only thing he could do for poor people is not be one of them.
Not be one of them. Yes, sir.
Yes,
won't
sir.
Catch you.
Hey, Flaw,
pull you up. Hey, we gonna pull you up. We gonna pull you down. We gonna pull you up. We gonna pull you down.
I'm standing on the shoulders of the great ones, and let them know, youngster, everywhere you go, you take yourself with you, pimp.
Ooh, because you already there. Because you already there.
You already there, nigga.
Yes, sir.
You take yourself with you, player. So when you walk out that dope,
we love y'all, man. The G Lou Show, man.
Yeah, we out here.
Next week.
Yeah,
love
y'all.
Get at us next week. We love y'all.
Y'all next week. Y'all.
Long live crack.